Hey, every play, we're creating a standard now. Every play, Brancher, we're creating that standard.
Putting a microphone on Gus Bradley is never a bad idea. The Jags head coach mic'd up for Saturday's practice, and look for the full feature early next week on Jaguars.com. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mini, J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back on the Florida Blue practice fields behind us for just over 2 hours on Saturday morning. Plenty of two-minute work in team drills today, raising the intensity a bit. The offense had a fantastic day. But, of course, the biggest news of the day, Cecil Shorts III, the Jags wide receiver, will miss at least a couple of weeks with a hamstring strain. And at first he thought it was a cramp, then found out it was more. And the fourth-year receiver described his frustration after practice today.
It's always tough when, you know, back-to-back to injuries happen to you. Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. It's difficult. But, you know, I'm going to stay positive about it. Being frustrated is not going to do anything for me. So I better stay positive and attack this rehab and get this thing right.
It frustrates him more than anybody. You know, you really want to come out here, but, you know, it's a couple weeks. And I just, you know, we trust Cecil so much as far as being ready mentally, knows what to do, that, you know, we'll have enough time. So we'll be okay.
Some other Saturday practice notes, though. Safety Josh Evans back working on a limited basis today. He's in a battle with Winston Guy in the defensive backfield. Cornerback Alan Ball still out with an ankle injury from the end of minicamp. He could be back in a few days. And the Jags will put on the shoulder pads with shorts for the first time tomorrow at 9:55 a.m. Gus said they'll get to see pad level for the first time. We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. Of course, the biggest news of the day was Cecil Shorts III's announcement of the injury. First off, how bad is this?
Well, it's what he called the grade 2 strain. He was in the MRI for about an hour this morning. It's a two-week injury, so grade 2. There's grade 3, grade 2, and grade 1. Grade 1 would be just a couple of days. Grade 3 would be really bad. So we're not talking writing the end of the season for Cecil. It's a two-week injury and one that he clearly didn't want right now.
And he's had a number of injuries throughout his career here in Jacksonville. And going into his fourth year, his final year of his rookie contract, I'm sure his frustration is at an all-time high.
Well, it is. And he said that a couple of times after the sort of media mob broke up. Some writers and I talked to him. And you could see the frustration, disappointment. Again, let's not overplay it. He's not out for the season. He's a guy, like Gus Bradley said, they trust his ability to get ready. He's a veteran. He's been in this offense. So he can clearly get ready for the season. It's just, this was a guy who prepares so well, and he prepares so hard. And this really surprised him. He felt great until the moment where he got hurt yesterday. And then all of a sudden he's out. He wasn't sure. And then he goes to the coaches and the trainers. They decide to go get the MRI, and it turns out he's out for a couple weeks. Very frustrating for this guy.
And for Cecil Shorts III, you know, he knows where he stands in this wide receiver room.
Right.
He's really the leader of this group. And he came out today to the practice field really when he didn't have to.
Right. He had been in the MRI room for about an hour this morning. He came back. He said he wasn't sure if he was going to come out. But he really feels an obligation to help these younger guys. He's the veteran on this team. He's the guy they're going to look to. So he came out. He shook hands with the guys. He didn't say it specifically, but it was a conscious effort. He knows, and he said this, I can't let these guys see me down. They have to get ready for the season. This is a group effort. As disappointed as he was, credit to him for getting out there today and showing that teamwork, that leadership that he knows these young guys need.
And we both know Cecil very well. Of course, a lot of folks in the community do, too. He's one of the first faces out there. A lot of people are going to be frustrated by this, but none more than him.
Well, and as frustrating as it is, and I get that fans see this and say, oh, Cecil's hurt again. He's hurt during OTAs. You know, as you said, nobody wants it more than this guy. He's works tirelessly in the offseason. Dave Caldwell even said yesterday, we don't want to take that effort, that want to, that trying hard every play away from Cecil. That may be part of why he gets injured sometimes. He plays hard and he goes hard, but they can't take that away from him. So the team's behind this guy. Everybody who knows him's behind this guy. Shouldn't be too long, but it's frustrating for him.
Another note of today's practice, a lot of tempo today, a lot of two-minute work, and none highlighted more than the twos against the twos when Blake Bortles led a three-play drive, capped it off with a great touchdown.
Well, and we've talked so much. We joked in the offseason that we're not going to be able to come out every practice knowing exactly where Blake Bortles is, right? We're not going to be doing the high-fiving, but today was the day that if you're Blake Bortles, you're high-fiving. Very good two-minute drill, had a deep pass to Kerry Taylor, I believe it was, finished it off with a touchdown to Damian Copeland. You can't say that this three plays makes him ready to be the starter, but you saw some of the accuracy on a deep ball. You saw some of the things you want out of a number three pick. So a good day for Blake. It'll be up and down, but today was a good day.
Well done, as always. We'll look for your writing a little bit later.
Thanks, JP.
Let's look at that play of the day. Yes, Blake Bortles capped off a three-play drive in a two-minute situation with that touchdown to Damian Copeland. Nice catch for the rookie for the score. Jags practice has concluded for the day, but Saturday has only just begun. Fulham DC United kickoff at 6 o'clock. The scoreboard unveiling at 8 o'clock. Carrie Underwood on the stage at 8:15. The Jaguars back on the practice field Sunday at 9:55. All the coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mini.